Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
God has a daily bread for you. With some people, it's just weekly. Go get my infusion on Sunday. But no, when you truly start to mature in the things of God, God starts to deal with you more intimately, more detailed. Everybody can't handle that. You want your freedom. Tell somebody you're a bond servant. And the closer you get to the Lord, the more he's going to require of you. And he's not a hard taskmaster. The commandments of the Lord are not grievous. They're not grievous, but to the flesh, they're grievous. They're limiting. They're all-encompassing. The flesh don't like it. But when you are a person of the Spirit, you love it. You'd have it no other way. That's why you got to keep that flesh under. Anytime he rises up, kill him again. I don't know how many lives he got, but kill him every time he rises up. The cat got 9 lives. I don't know how many lives the flesh got. But every time he tried to be, kill him. Suffocate him. Amen. Don't just beat him up. Tell somebody, kill him. Wilderness, they had manna. And then on the weekend, they gathered enough for 2 days. Isn't that interesting? Just on a certain day, they gathered enough for 2 days, and it wouldn't spoil. But they had to rise early to gather it, and it would only last a day. But now I want to emphasize something here about entering Canaan, or your promised land. First of all, tell somebody God's given it to you. Have you ever had something God give to you, but you had to go and possess it? God has given you the land. God has given you the promise. It is yours. But you have to go in and possess it. His yoke is easy, but sometimes there are battles. Sometimes you got to dispossess some things. Sometimes you got to confront some things. Why? Because that land that God promised them was occupied by 7 nations greater than Israel. Stronger than Israel. You think, sit back and think, okay, Lord, you said you gave it to me, these folk up in there, and they stronger than me. How's it? Why? Because God gave you a promise. Tell somebody, it's a promise.
It's a promise.
God is a covenant God.
Yes, he is.
Tell somebody, please, talk to him. Tell somebody, God is a covenant God. He will never break covenant. If he said it, it's got to happen. If God promised it, ain't no taking it back. And you know what? Everything that God has promised you, the Word of God says all the promises of God are yes and amen, and so be it. Every promise of God is amen, and so be it. Every promise. Every promise. He's a covenant God, and God will not revoke or break a covenant. Never has, never will. And we are recipients of the covenant. We are the ones that have received the covenant. Now, the issue doesn't lie with God. It doesn't lie in our prayer, it lies with us. Yeah. Tell somebody, prayer works every time. Prayer will work every time you pray. Now tell the truth, it ain't worked every time you pray. There's some prayers that you hadn't had answered. Come on, tell the truth. Don't lie in church. That's right. There are prayers that you, there are times you've been disappointed. It's not a tricky stuff, though. There are times you've been disappointed. There are times you thought, well, maybe it's just not the will of God. You said it. Well, the will of the Lord be done. I tell people all the time, if you're in the hospital and somebody come pray for you, and they pray, Lord, your will be done, tell them to stop. No, because you ain't praying the right prayer. Oh, the prayer is, Lord, heal them, raise them up, bring them on home at the appointed time, because that's their covenant right. No, no, that will be done. No. This is his will and his word. So why hasn't prayer worked? If God is a covenant God, and it's not in the prayer, is the fault or the shortcoming lies with us.
Amen.
This is why I want to talk about Yahweh's system of government. Sometimes we have taken and put responsibility on God that is not his responsibility. It's your responsibility. Now, this is for the mature ear here. It's our responsibility. In Genesis 1:26, the Lord said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion, right? Let's start there. Let's start right there. What did he say? He said, let them have dominion. I know we've heard these verses, but when we talk kingdom or when we talk about government, God said, let them have dominion. That's me and you. We've inherited that. We are human, humus. The fact that our bodies were taken from the dust means that we have authority in the earth. Amen. The fact that God covenanted with us. When he spoke, he said, let them have dominion. He was invoking a covenant. He didn't say, let us have dominion. Let's look at the scriptures here. He didn't say, let us. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they didn't say, let us have dominion in the earth. Let man have the dominion in the earth. Yes. Well, let me start. I'm going to go back. I'm going to rewind a little bit, and we'll get back into this. But prayer is perhaps the most practiced activity on earth. Amen. Right? Yet, yes. Probably the most misunderstood. Yes. And this is not an indictment nor a condemnation. This is to help us, because in Egypt, there wasn't enough. Wilderness, there was just enough. Canaan, everything is through conquest. Even though God gave it to you, you got to conquer it. Just about, so you can't be lazy. Can't be slothful. Because in your promised land, you got to conquer. There's something required of you now. But at the same time, God said, I gave it to you. It's yours. You want it? Go get it. You got to conquer, right? So prayer is perhaps the most practiced activity on the earth, yet the most misunderstood. How many of Buddhists pray? Muslims pray? Hindus pray? Jews pray, Christians pray, atheists pray. Look at somebody, everybody prays. The moment trouble comes, people start praying. They don't know God from anything else, but they'll pray. The moment trouble comes, something inside the human, inside how God fashioned and shaped us, the spirit cries out for help outside of itself. You've heard people say, well, you know, I guess we need to pray. Or you have people, even on TV, you know they ain't living a life. They don't know the Lord, but we send our prayers. And yeah, you know they don't know him. But they pray. It's in the human makeup. Now, what I want to establish here, prayer is not religious. All these that I talk about, Hindu, all those are religions. That's man's way of trying to get to God. Our salvation is totally opposite. It's God's way of reaching man. It's totally opposite. It's not. See, religions all stem from the way of Cain. If you go back to Genesis, where Cain slew Abel, went outside the presence of God and began to develop all this stuff, all religions stem from Cain and ultimately from Babel, the Tower of Babel. Amen. All of them, all the historic stuff, Greek mythology and all that, there's some truth in that, but it's all religious stuff. The true way didn't come from Adam. Oh, let me pause here a minute. It's not from Adam. It's from the second Adam. Yes. See, the first Adam was a type. Yes. I'm getting into some high weeds here, so just stay with me. First Adam was a type. He was a setup just to bring in the second Adam. Yeah. Or not the second Adam, but the last Adam. Yeah. See, we're not of the seed of the first Adam. Most people only see the first Adam anyway after the fall. You know nothing about him before the fall. How he walked with God, what attributes, what characteristics he carried. I named all the animals, 550,000 species of stuff. How he walked so close to God, how he had dominion. That's a whole other story about having dominion over all the earth. He had dominion over the fowl of the air. That meant something. It didn't mean that he could just, you know, shoot them down with a slingshot. No, he had dominion over the fish of the sea. Didn't mean that he could just catch anything he wanted to catch. He had dominion over them. He could outdo them in what they did. But he was just the intro. He was the type. Because the second Adam, the last Adam, is what we were after. Because we are not in the image of Adam, the first Adam.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.